Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Analyst says positive economic sentiments not benefiting ordinary Zambians. NGOCC denies involvement in Bill 7 amendment allegations, and Kenya U-turn overcharging prominent activists with terror offences. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Angel Kasavo. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has questioned the relevance of the positive sentiments surrounding Zambia's economy, saying it does not translate into meaningful benefits for ordinary households. Speaking on Christian Voices, a chatback program in Lusaka today, during a discussion on the state of the economy, Mr. Dodia noted that the perceived economic improvements are largely driven by the mining sector, which benefits only a small section of Zambians. These sentiments, like the Kwacha being ranked among the best performing currencies, are mostly felt by multinational corporations who externalize profits, not by the average citizen, said Mr. Dodia. He emphasized the need for Zambians to take ownership of the economy to ensure that growth is inclusive and felt at the grassroots level.
So government should not be saying we want more taxes. They should be saying we want the export earnings to come in Zambian banks. Let Zambians borrow that money. Let Mr. Kawe go and borrow money to expand his farm. Let Mr. Chileshe borrow money to expand his factory. Because that way, the money comes to the people of Zambia through taxes. Because those people will pay more taxes as their businesses grow. And that is how you build your economy. So I think we need to take stock of ourselves. We need to reflect. Topic for another day. I'm completely confused about our energy policy.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia has condemned all forms of theft and mismanagement of medicines and medical supplies in the country, regardless of who is involved, warning that the scandal not only threatens patient safety, but also undermines public confidence in the healthcare system. The call comes in the wake of major reports detailing widespread misappropriation within the pharmaceutical supply chain, which recently led to the U.S. government to suspend $50 million dollars in medical aid to Zambia. This is a serious development that underscores the urgent need for robust accountability mechanisms across the pharmaceutical supply chain, said Society President Kigan Mwape in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. Mr. Mwape said that he has noted the ongoing discussions regarding the forensic audit conducted by PwC on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, but however, the society has not been availed copies of the audit reports, which limits its ability to provide informed and technical guidance. He has since urged the relevant authorities to make the report accessible to professional bodies like the council so that they can contribute meaningfully to the reform agenda. Mr. Mwape has further criticized the persistent leadership instability at ZAMSA, citing a pattern of frequent changes in senior management every 6 months, often without transparent or merit-based appointment processes. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has distanced itself from allegations circulating an audio clip suggesting the organization was financially engaged to support the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. The audio, allegedly involving two members of parliament, claims the budget was allocated to incorporate NGOCC into the amendment process, claims the state has dismissed as artificial intelligence AI generated. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe reaffirmed the organization's opposition to any constitutional amendment process that excludes citizens, especially women and the youth. On June 2, 2025, NGOCC categorically rejected the amendment process of Bill No. 7, due to its lack of inclusivity, transparency, and failure to meet key minimum standards, said Ms. Katebe. She described the allegations as baseless, misleading, and an attack on the organization's credibility, demanding an immediate retraction and public clarification from those behind the claims. Ms. Katebe reiterated that NGOCC remains a non-partisan independent body committed to good governance, equity, and gender equality.
Our stance is informed by our mandate as an independent, non-partisan, and non-governmental organization and a pressure group. Therefore, these outrageous and baseless allegations must be dismissed with the utter contempt and scorn they deserve. They are not only misleading, but also a direct affront to the credibility, integrity, and long-standing legacy of NGOCC.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has welcomed the Zambia Revenue Authority's decision to suspend the withholding value-added tax WVAT mechanism effective 1st August 2025, but is calling for its complete decommissioning due to persistent inefficiencies. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelewai said the WVAT system failed to meet its objectives and caused undue hardships for traders, citing delays by appointed agents in remitting VAT penalties on traders and administrative challenges that undermined compliance. The mechanism created more problems than solutions, and traders were forced to chase collecting agents, and some even bore additional tax burdens due to remittance delays, said Ms. Mukelewa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She noted that while the rollout of the smart invoicing system is a positive step towards tax modernization, gaps remain. Ms. Mukelewa said these include limited internet access, low digital literacy among traders, and lack of shared data platforms across regulatory agencies, issues that may still undermine VAT compliance.
This is an indication to tax administrators that traders might respond to enforcement shifts by also shifting their tax evasive behavior to less verifiable margins. Hence, preventing and mitigating measures have to be put in place, even as the full rollout of the smart invoicing system will be effected.
In foreign news, prominent Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi has been charged with illegal possession of ammunition linked to protests last month in which at least 19 people were killed. He denied the charge and has since been released on bail. He was not charged with facilitation of terrorist attacks, as the police had earlier said. On Sunday, investigators said they had seized phones, a laptop and notebooks from Lukenya home on the outskirts of the capital, Nairobi, and hard drives, computers, tear gas canisters, and a blank firearm round from his office in the city. Coming up shortly, at least 19 dead after Air Force jet crashes into Bangladesh school. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. At least 19 people have died and 164 were injured after a Bangladeshi Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus in the capital, Dhaka. Footage from Milestone Squan College in the northern suburb of Ottara shows a huge fire and thick smoke after the aircraft slammed into a two-story building. The armed forces said in a statement on Facebook that the F-7 jet experienced a mechanical fault after taking off from a training exercise just after 13 hours local time. The pilot was among those killed, the Air Force added. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has questioned the relevance of the positive sentiment surrounding Zambia's economy, saying it does not translate into meaningful benefits for ordinary